Question. What celebrated pop singer started out as a sister act and broke out into a fabulous solo career, guiltily leaving her sister behind?
Sisters, sisters.
I'll tell you later.
There were never such devoted sisters.
But look at all the sister and brother acts that did stay together. In fact, it's been more common to hear about the brothers and sisters who couldn't make it without each other.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft.
Patty Andrews tried to go solo in 1953, but reunited with her sisters in short order.
Dream.
Isaac Donald Everly and Philip Everly were the world's number one vocal group as the Everly Brothers in the late 50s. Their famously acrimonious breakup in 1973, on stage amid much name-calling, led to their return as the Everly Brothers sometime later. The seven Struther children sang together at home in the late 40s.
You've all heard of Alice in Wonderland.
Doing dishes when we went to the beach, it was just something we all did.
Cynthia Bell Struther.
I kind of, as the oldest, led our family in song. And there were two or three maybe in the family who were not quite as strong, but when the two of them were together, they could be on key all the time. There was always somebody who could sing on key and in meter.
And one day, Cynthia and Kay, they called themselves the Bell Sisters, went out as a sister act.
Just give me a June night.
So it's just something that's kind of innate and it's inside of you. You know, whether you're sitting in the around the kitchen table and all of a sudden you break into something and somebody else joins in. We had this ability.
The Bell Sisters had about a 9-year run in the 50s as a hit sister act. Aside from the obvious economic advantages and the convenience factor of singing with one's siblings, are there musical advantages? Is there something particularly harmonious about the blending voices of brothers and sisters?
I would have to give some kind of recognition to the environment that these siblings are coming up in.
Rasheem Saou is choral director at the Brooklyn Conservatory and choir master at the Brooklyn Queens Conservatory. He's had his own chorus for 25 years.
I have two sisters who have been singing together maybe 20 years, and they have wonderful voices, very different personalities, but when it comes to singing, when they blend, they really blend in a very intimate type of way.
Saou has techniques for using the siblings in his choruses to various ends.
I could definitely see either separating the two of them, depending upon what other voices I had to work with, or putting the two together such that they become a strong anchor in the chorus. You know, you can depend on that sound coming from there, and then it gives everybody else something to shoot for, to blend into.
And there are other benefits.
Because they are family, I know that they, you know, the same level of discipline, the same level of attentiveness, the same level of seriousness about what they're doing is pervasive to them.
Like-mindedness goes a long way toward helping sisters and brothers to harmonize.
We are not afraid, not afraid of you.
The first thing that comes to her mind is, a lot of times it's what I had hoped it would be or what I was hearing too.
It sounds like I'm already on it sometimes.
Austin Hughes and Gene Rodd of the group VPN. Austin writes the songs and sings. His sister Jeannie sings the low parts. Their other sister Patty, she and Jeannie are twins, sings the higher parts. Like all these groups, they started singing together as kids.
It was every kind of music we were trying it with, you know? There was something about hearing vocal harmony on any recording, whether it was John Denver or TV commercials. Like Jeannie and Patty used to sing beer commercials that had harmony in them, and like we would pretty much sing anything as long as there was an opportunity to figure out the harmonies.
The person who really like turned me on to harmonizing was Dad.
Yeah.
He used to put on these like wacky like barbershop chorus albums.
Oh yeah.
Kids, like
Mitch Miller and stuff.
Hard Hearted Hannah, the Vamp of Savannah.
I remember hating those records. I don't know what you thought of them, but I totally hated them.
Not permanently scarred by Mitch Miller, they still love to harmonize.
Open hearts should go to bed.
There's a similarity in tone, I think, that you don't get with another person.
Yeah.
Austin and I tend to have the same flaws.
Tightly strung and held in place.
Working with different kinds of people, there were people who could sound like they were sort of in tune, but they were doing sort of a connect the dots version of the melody. They would land on the note at the moment they had to, but there was no feel between the notes, and so much of melodic subtlety and feel happens in the distance between two notes. And I think when you have siblings whose voices naturally blend, you can push the subtlety of that in-between space a lot more.
Cutting off circulation.
These extraordinary instincts and affinities may explain the success of the original Mills brothers, John, Herbert, Harry, and Donald.
Hot ginger and dynamite. That's all there is at night. Back in Nagasaki with the belts, two tobacco and the women wicky back.
The Jacksons.
ABC. Easy as 1, 2, 3.
The Staples.
No hatred.
Come down with me.
We'll be tolerated.
Come down with me.
The McGarrigles. Andy Bay and the Bay Sisters.
But God bless the child that's gone his own.
The Lennon Sisters.
Ave Maria.
The Roaches.
The coat is black, so in New City. It doesn't look dirty, it stays pretty.
All of these groups possess that special close harmony that some say only siblings can truly achieve. And maybe the reason for that is their desire to sing comes first. It's only later that they think about a commercial enterprise. It's the harmony that moves them and us. And you can hear it.
Sisters, sisters.
As for the celebrated pop singer who split up with her sister early on so she could go out and solo, it was Rosemary Clooney, and her sister Betty forgave her.
I'm here to keep my eye on her, caring.
One more thing. Consider the case of Dorothy, Betty, and Helen Wiggin, otherwise known as the Shags.
I'm so happy when you're near, I'm so sad when you're.
Singing with your sisters and brothers can be glorious, but it doesn't necessarily guarantee perfect harmony. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishko.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.